Welcome to Campfire Chat, Words of Encouragement. My name is Jimmy. I just want to encourage you to know beyond any shadow of any doubt that although the world is rocking and reeling, and the world is rocking and rolling, I want to assure you, according to the Word of God, and according to what God Almighty has said to us in His Word, is to fear not. Fear not, for He has overcome the world. You know, there's two choices today that we can pretty much are on the side of one or the other. These choices, that is fear of what is happening and what's to come upon the earth. And certainly with the today's events and the rockets and drones and all the action over in Israel right now, you know, I believe with all of my heart, you know, that we are living at we're living in the beginning of the end times. Now, when is that end going to be? We don't know. No one knows that day or the hour when Jesus shall appear. It's going to happen. As surely as news is happening now about world crisis, world situations, the chaos, the struggles, the pain, Jesus is going to come back. So again, there's two choices that pretty much, and two sides that we can be on. It's a fear factor of all that's here and all that's coming, or there's a faith factor. Faith is putting our confidence totally in God. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. So I would suggest and encourage you, encouragement to you, and recommend to you that you get in the Word. That you fear not. As Jesus said, fear not, I have overcome the world. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We hope that God is in control, and we know that by hope He is. We hope that He is our salvation, and He is. We hope that He will save us, and that He will do what His word says He will do. So my encouragement would be to come to God. He said, whosoever will may come. Come to God and believe that He really does have everything under control. And He wants to reveal Himself to you. I believe that. And don't be fearful. That comes from another source. The enemy of our souls. The devil himself wants to put fear in your life so that you would be discouraged. So that you would hide, if you would, your feelings and hide faith and hide those things that are not good for you. God wants you to, by faith, receive His light, receive His word in your heart. Read the word. The greatest stories of all time are in the Bible. And again, the Bible is not just about God Almighty and not just about the great news that Jesus came to die for our sins. But it's stories about men and women who walked this earth, who either obeyed and served God, or they made decisions to be disobedient and to turn their back on God. That's the reality of life stories in the Word, that as you read them, you will see how God dealt with leaders and kings and how He dealt with ordinary people like you and I. And as they followed God, rewards were for them and with those that they were around. And if they did not follow God and they were disobedient, trouble came their way in a big way. So I want to encourage you in this hour to have faith in God. I want to encourage you to know that even though we're living in the end times, and we don't know when that total end is going to be, could be days, could be years, but not to fear, but have faith. Be encouraged in this hour. Be encouraged to know that God is in control.